DAB Digital Radio, digital TV, downloads and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Sports Week with Gary Richardson.
We're debating England's victory over Spain. We can speak now to a sports psychologist and performance expert. Roberto Forzoni specialises in sports science to enhance performance of teams. He's worked with a number of top Premier League teams, and he joins us. Roberto, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
Players that play for England play in big matches most weeks in the Premier League in front of big crowds. How is playing for England different?
I suppose the media attention is highlighted. Particularly when they go away, tournament play is slightly different. Last night they proved on a one-off they can beat anybody and played very well, playing to their strengths, as Steve mentioned. But tournament play is slightly different when they're going away from home.
Can they be taught mental toughness?
Of course. This is something that should be developed throughout the ages, and the FA are working on this with the under-15s through to the under-21s. It certainly can be taught.
And 15 is the start of the age when you can prepare them, because, you know, I'm just thinking now you go along to academies and they have kids there of 7 and 8 years old. Really, 15 is when you start getting down to the nitty-gritty with them, is it?
No, I think you can teach mental toughness from a really early age, from the 7s and 8s. And most footballers are mentally tough. To just progress through the ranks at any club, you need to develop a certain amount of mental toughness. But competition toughness is a different category altogether. It's a different issue.
Of course, you know, there are great pressures on the players that play for England. And I remember some time ago somebody at the FA saying to me there were some players in the squad at the time that thought, well, it was just all too much. It was almost more trouble than it was worth because of media intrusion, because of pressure from fans, the expectations. In a way, that's very sad, isn't it?
It is very sad. Unfortunately, it's in the minority, and probably more with some of the older players that have been through the mill. You know, you're dealing with millionaire players as well. Some of these players probably feel they don't need that hassle. You know, look what happened to Rob Green at the World Cup following his mistake. You know, really highlighted around the world.
Roberto Forzoni, thank you very much. Let's chat with Gareth Southgate. Won 57 caps for England as the FA's head of elite development. Gareth, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.